Well, we're parked outside the Two Oceans Aquarium for our first stop of the day. If you're a long-time resident, you'll know that this aquarium opened its doors all the way back in 1995, and you'll know it's grown into not only one of the city's most popular destinations for tourists, but also an internationally respected institution which does pretty groundbreaking work in environmental education, in conservation and animal husbandry. And it's such a lovely surprise to have Relaine Lerwner with us in person after all these months of speaking to her over the phone. She's the media and communications executive for the aquarium. And thanks so much for including us in the route today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's quite a different setup for an interview, isn't it?
not your usual radio studio. It's got a far better view than the one we used to, I have to say. Renee, we've chatted a few times over the course of the last few months. The aquarium took the decision to close on the 18th of March already, before you were forced to do so. First time you've had to do so, though, in more than 20 years. Talk to us about that decision. It can't have been an easy one.
So we've only been closed once in the 25 years that we have been operating. It's our 25th year this year.
Yeah.
And that was for the very first Christmas Day. And taking the decision wasn't so much about us, but more about our community and the people in that community. So the waterfront is very much a community. And the weekend before we closed, our CEO was actually on duty, and he saw the number of people. And that was about 2 weeks after the first case came to Cape Town, or was known in Cape Town. And he realized that this is a hot pot, and we need to do something, and we need to take a step up. And the decision was made through the aquarium and the waterfront. We decided it wasn't easy. Never is.
Yeah.
And of course, everyone thought it would be 2 weeks, and it turned into 5.5 months.
So 5.5 months in which visitors weren't coming, but penguins still had to be fed, fish were still swimming and needing someone to look after them. As much as you closed your doors to the public, you were anything but closed behind the scenes.
So behind the scenes, we have had a very small core team of about 26. Now, if you consider that our permanent staff are about 90 people working in the aquarium itself, that's not including everyone in the education and the foundation side. So we had about 26 people divided into two groups, and those two groups were responsible for keeping the aquarium going. None of the rest of the staff, none of us, were allowed on site to make sure that those people were looked after. Because if we had lost one person in that group, if one person got sick, it would mean a whole group
quarantined.
So like 40 people's work would then fall onto 13 people, and we couldn't afford that.
Yeah.
Not for our sake, not for the animals' sake, and not for opening up again. So, yeah.
Okay, now, so there's teams working behind the scenes, making sure tanks were cleaned, animals were fed, care was given to the animals that were in rehabilitation. Mm-hmm. At the time, obviously, there would have been people who had year memberships, you had tickets they'd already bought in advance, and you made the promise then that you would honor those tickets, you would extend memberships. That was when you knew, thought it was going to be a few weeks. Renee, it turned out to be 5.5 months. Have you been able to honor that pledge of reimbursing or extending tickets?
Still extending our tickets, still extending our
Fantastic.
Memberships. The people that are like our members who support us so often and so regularly, they are so close to our hearts and so dear to us, that this is just, you know what, they have a membership to the aquarium because they want to come to the aquarium, and we want to give them that opportunity, yeah.
Now, you've done a lot to keep members engaged while you were closed. There's been a lot going on in the online space. You've been running online webinars about plastic pollution. You've had everybody hooked on the story of Yoshi the turtle and where Yoshi was swimming to. You've even managed to keep the young biologist programs going. I mean, talk to us a little bit about how successful you were in that move to online engagement.
So firstly, I have to correct you. I think Yoshi got everyone who hooked on Yoshi, because Yoshi is just the way she is. She is the most incredible turtle. Yoshi will forever be, one day if I write my memoirs, it will be called the Year of Yoshi, or the Life of Yoshi, or something like that. Yes, we made a very successful leap onto online. The thing with us is, at the beginning of the year, we our foundation was established, which is the NPO, PBO partner of the aquarium, and they took everything off onto online learning. Literally, all our courses, everything that we had ever offered in the aquarium was being offered on the web. And then from our side, like the marketing and social media side, we've always been very active on social media and funny. I have to say, there's lots of jokes that come out from the aquarium account. And we just continued with that. But we also gave people other things like crafts for the kids, your ultimate guide to ocean-themed entertainment. I started looking at blogs that people might be interested in. So how do fish see? How do they smell? Not just fishy, but do they use, can they smell? Things like that. So we shifted our mindset into giving people information that they, lots of people were just sitting around wondering what to do next.
Yeah.
And we gave them that opportunity to learn. And that's the thing. So use this at a time where you are at home to learn. Learn something new. Learn about fish with mirrors in their eyes, or about why a fish swims from left to right and a dolphin up and down, with their tails. So learn something. Mm. That was it, yeah.
Are you going to keep that going now? I mean, it's proved very successful. As a result, your website has become such a wonderful place to get lost on. As somebody said to me a few weeks ago, I go onto that site thinking I'll just check how Yoshi's doing. And 3 hours later, I emerged, having gone down some or other rabbit hole, or I guess we better call it an octopus hole. Are you going to keep it going?
Yes, of course. So This coming month, October is Sharktober, and we're doing everything related to sharks. We're doing it's just gone right out of my mind. Blogs. We're doing a whole bunch of stuff about why sharks are important for the ecosystem. So October is dedicated to sharks. And then we're looking at continuing with themes. So things people want to know. Must say, octopuses are very much in the questions being asked at the moment. And rightly so. They're such amazing animals.
Well, we have the octopus teacher to thank for that, I think.
Is.
But you can't watch that movie and not walk away with a mass of questions. So it's wonderful to know that you're picking up on that.
I was just standing at the exit turnstile here in the aquarium counting people as they exit. And I've had 3 people ask me, where's the octopus? And I had to explain to them they're actually quite shy creatures and they hide the whole time. They're in there. And just on that, then use that opportunity to educate that we don't keep our octopuses for a long time. They stay with us for about 3 months and they're released. So that's something that we do on an ongoing basis. And
I'm glad to hear that, because one of the things I learned from that film is that they only live about a year, which is something I was totally unaware of before watching that movie. So it makes sense that they stay with you a short time and then
get back to life
outdoors. Now, speaking of numbers through the turnstile, you reopened 1st of September. How are things going? Are you seeing the foot traffic starting to pick up again yet?
Something that we do on which just an offering that we have is our birthday offer. So you can come to the aquarium for free on your birthday and 6 days after. People during lockdown could come up until today, who had their birthdays during lockdown.
Okay.
They could come up until today, and a lot of people made use of that. We've had to close our queues a couple of times for that. But it was specifically those tickets. I need to remind people that special ends today. But the actual birthday special is something that runs throughout the year. So if your birthday is on the 3rd of October, you could come on the 3rd of October or 6 days after.
Okay.
Yeah.
As you said, closing queues, that's a numbers game. You have to manage your traffic through the doors. You have to be compliant with restrictions, etc. What measures are in place to manage that?
We have a lot of measures. We've got people at the entrance turnstile counting. We've got somebody at the exit counting. We always make sure that we don't go over 400 people on the floor. We have quite a big capacity in the aquarium, but we've halved that, so it's 400 people. That's to allow people to practice social distancing. We ask them to do that, and it's not always successful, to be honest with you. People are just people. I think if you just look at a shopping mall, you'll see that they do. They don't always
comply.
Mm. But we try our best. We've got people on the floor. We keep on reminding everyone, wear your mask. You have to wear your mask. We have hand sanitizer all over. We've got people cleaning the entire time. When you get to our front ticket office, your temperature's taken. We take your details. No, we're very, very precise about that. And we ask people just to help us with that. Our visitors need to help us with that as well.
Renee, hard to predict what's going to come in the weeks and months to come, the summer season. We've no idea yet when international confidence in travel is going to return, how quickly borders are going to reopen. So it's a very unpredictable time for a destination like yourselves. So you're leveraging a lot of what we can do to get locals into the aquarium. Yes. Now, one of the things you've done is introduce this wonderful concept of the deep blue dinner, where you go and have a dinner in the aquarium at night. I know the first one's already sold out, but just tell us a little bit more about the concept.
So it's basically, we're opening up the aquarium for a very small number of people. It's about 50 people for dinner in the aquarium. It sold out within hours.
I mean,
3 or 4 hours, and it was sold out completely. So we will be doing that going forward, and keep an eye on our website for dates to be released. For now, we need Friday is the first one, so we just want to get over that one and make sure that we've got everything in place. And then, yeah, and we, like I said, it's our 25th year, and we love our locals, we love Cape Town, we love the Cape Townians, and we love the support that they always give us. So memberships are always good for the aquarium. Get a membership to the aquarium and you can come and visit the fish as often as you wish.
And anyone who's had a toddler in the house knows that cat can be a lot. I made very, very good use of that membership when my kids were younger, because we had to come and visit Nemo every couple of weeks. Yeah. Renee, you mentioned Sharktober. I saw a release go out this morning about your new partnership with the Save Our Seas Foundation. Just in the last minute or two, won't you tell us what that's all about?
Yes. So Save Our Seas Foundation, along with this Two Oceans Aquarium, they've come on board and they are renaming our Predator exhibit to the Save Our Seas Foundation Shark exhibit. And then we also have what we call a dry exhibit, an information center behind that with Shark Alley. So information about, general information about sharks, why sharks are so important. We want people to learn about sharks. Sharks are incredibly important. We are currently taking out about 100 million sharks a year, which means we are taking out the top predators. And it's not your regular reasons why you think. It's not just shark finning. A lot of it's legal fishing. So we have to talk to people about the fact that we are tipping the ecosystem by taking those predators out. We have to talk about biodiversity. We have to talk about why those incredible animals, they are just so charismatic and incredible, and why they are so important.
Well, Renee, there's a lovely message in from Kenton who just wants to say a big thank you to the aquarium for coming out on Heritage Day when he called them about a baby seal that had fishing line around its body at the East Pier in the waterfront. Kenton really appreciated the fast response. And Kenton, thank you for taking the trouble to call it in. Final question, does that happen a lot, Renee?
Yes, no, it does. And it's people like that gentleman that's really important in this whole chain of events. We need to know about these animals to go and help them. We really, really do. In the waterfront, if you see an animal in distress, we house the wildlife unit here with us, and they go out and they go and help, whether it's a bird or a seal or anything else like that. Yes.
Renee Lerver, all power to you and your team. I was so glad that you made it through the difficult months of lockdown and that you're open and ready for business again. And we hope that local feet are going to come through in great numbers in the weeks to come. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I just had a big sigh of relief, because it is 1 month in, and yeah, it's great being back at work, and it's great being back in Cape Town for Cape Townians and for our locals and for our visitors.
Renee Lerner, Media and Communications Executive for the Two Oceans Aquarium, and their website, which I'm warning you, you need to leave some time free if you're going to go there. It's aquarium.co.za. Go down, dive down that rabbit hole, enjoy the fantastic content that they've loaded there.